Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the president of World Outreach, and this is another victory video that we produce designed to strengthen and encourage your walk in Jesus Christ. In a moment, I want to look at what I call the master key of all keys. You know, there's a lot of great keys in the Bible, but there is a master key, and it's called abiding in Christ. In a moment, we're going to be studying that. Before we do, though, let me just give a shout out and a big thank you for those of you who support one of our missionaries. You know, your missionary depends on your prayer cover and your support. They can't do what they do without their sponsors and partners. So thank you for being a part of their team. By the way, we have missionaries all over the world. We're the home office for them, and they're involved in all types of outreaches. Some are involved in direct evangelism. Some are involved in discipleship training. Others involved in Bible schools, mobile medical clinics, children's shelters, Bible translation, aviation. You know, God has an endless variety of roles to help spread the gospel and fulfill the Great Commission. So thank you for supporting your missionary. All right, let's turn our attention to this master key of all keys. The Bible has many keys. For instance, there are keys in the Bible for raising children in a nurturing, encouraging atmosphere. That is so important. Those are important keys. There are other financial keys on how to be good stewards with your money. And it just goes on and on. The Bible calls this wisdom. So there are a lot of wisdom keys in the Bible. But there is a master key, and I identified it earlier, and that is abiding in Christ. Everything hinges on that. Abiding in Christ is the foundation of what our faith is all about. You know, we're not just studying the Jesus principles, though there are great principles in the Bible. We are walking with a living, resurrected Savior. Jesus Christ is alive. Now, let's turn our attention to St. John chapter 15. And, wow, this is what's called the abiding chapter. Just like you might call 1 Corinthians 13 the love chapter, St. John chapter 15 is the abiding chapter. So I encourage you to read through more than we're going to be able to do in this short video. But verses 4 and 5, they are awesome verses. St. John 15, verse 4, Jesus says, "Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself." So he's comparing our walk with him to the dependency that a branch has on the vine. And we're all aware of that. Whatever type of plant you're looking at, the branches are drawing the nutrition. They're drawing the sustenance because they are connected and vitally united to the vine. And Jesus is using that. He says, "Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself." So if we want to bear fruit, that is, be productive, it's not a matter of, I've got to work hard to be productive. I've got to try to be productive. You see, that gets into striving versus abiding. Jesus is calling us to abiding, not striving. And it's unfortunate that so many people come to Christ, and because of a lack of teaching or understanding, they get into this works mentality where they've got to, I've got to be good for God. I've got to be a good spouse. I've got to be a good parent. I've got to go to my job and excel. And it's just this treadmill. Whereas on the inside, Jesus is saying, hey, quit striving, start abiding. Depend and lean on me. Now, it's easy to say that. It takes prayer and study to get there. There are no shortcuts. I'm going to say it again. It takes prayer and study to get to this place that the Bible calls rest, where you are abiding in him, not just in theory. You're a Christian, and all the theory is there. But God wants you to turn that into a practical walk with him. He goes on to say, "As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me." Verse 5, "I am the vine, and you are the branches." So now he just hits it head on. Okay, guys, I'm the vine, you're the branches. I've got the sap, I've got the nutrition, I've got the sustenance, you better abide in me. "I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit." Now there's the promise. So where's our focus? Is our focus to be on the fruit or abiding? Well, I'll tell you the answer. The answer is we should be focused on abiding. Because if you focus on the fruit, you're going to get frustrated. You're going to get into strife and that striving mentality. But if you just wake up every day and go, Lord, I'm going to abide in you. I'm going to walk with you. And I thank you that you're going to help me to be productive. You're going to help the fruit to come because you're living your life through me. See, that's a whole different approach to the Christian life. The same brings forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Now, there are so many more parts to this. By the way, before I go any further, let me just say that on our website, we have a study guide, a printable study guide on abiding in Christ. This is an awesome study guide that goes through all the particulars that we're not going to be able to cover in this short video. So I encourage you to go to the website and go to the free Bible study section. Find the one on abiding in Christ. I think it's the first one, actually. And then print it out and study it. All of our tools are free. Additionally, we have a free audio set on abiding in Christ, the Christian's secret to success. It's free. So go to that section called Free Bible Studies. Find the one that says the MP3 audios. Find it on the list. And then you can either listen through your device, or you can download it, and again, it's free. Over 6 hours of teaching on this. But back to the Scripture. Jesus is saying to abide in Him. Now, I want to look just a moment at the Amplified version. You know, you can pick up different insights, and I do like the Amplified because it really goes a little bit further into the original language. Listen to how they put it. It says in St. John 15, verse 4, Amplified Version, "Dwell in me, and I will dwell in you. Live in me, and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in," and this is what I like, "being vitally united to the vine." Ooh, I love that. Being vitally united. Not just theoretically. Hey, I'm a Christian. I accepted Jesus 10 years ago. Okay, great. But are you abiding? Are you walking with Him? "Neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing." And you know, there are many things that can cut off our fellowship. So often, we get busy with our to-do list during the day. We've got to be at the ballpark with the children, got to do this, do that. All those are necessary things, but we've got to be diligent to maintain that inner communion and union with Him. Now, let me just give you three quick keys. There are many, but three quick keys to this abiding life. Number one, pray throughout the day. Simple, but I tell you what, it'll revolutionize your life. Start praying throughout the day. Just pray what I call those quickie prayers. You're just committing your way to the Lord, and it shall be established. And so that is going to help you develop this abiding life, staying in touch. You know, I'm a pilot, and when you take off, you better be in touch with the controllers. You're flying through airspace. There's other traffic out there that they need to warn you about. Hey, turn left 10 degrees. Climb and maintain 5,000 feet. Why? Well, if you don't climb and maintain 5,000 feet, there's another aircraft at 4,000 feet. So in a similar way, when we stay in touch with the control tower through prayer, God can move us, shift us, warn us, position us, so we can get to the destination that He has for us. The second key, of course, is the Word of God. You need to be studying the Word of God. You need to be meditating in the Word of God. Have a Bible by your bed. Have a Bible at the office. Have a Bible, a small Bible in your purse. You can get the Bible now downloadable on your telephone. So you begin to read and study and meditate in the Word throughout the day. The third thing, and again, there's many, but the third thing is to maintain a cleansed life. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So throughout the day, and we all face this, if you become aware of a bad attitude, a wrong attitude, an anger, some situation arises, and you find yourself in sin, then you just quickly do one of those quickie prayers, "Father, thank you for your forgiveness through Jesus Christ." That's called humility. We need more humility in the body of Christ. But those three keys will really help you develop the abiding life. One other passage that I want to mention to you, and again, get the 6 hours of teaching on the audio tape. The audio messages that we have, they were from tapes years ago, but now they're MP3s. All right, Philippians chapter 3. And Paul says something in verse 10 that he identifies his main goal. Well, you know what? If the Apostle Paul says, "Here's my main goal," then I think we could probably learn from that. He says in verse 10, "For my determined purpose," and again I'm reading from the Amplified, "For my determined purpose is that I may know Him, that I may progressively," I like that, "progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with Him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of His person more strongly and more clearly, and that I may in the same way come to know the power that outflows from His resurrection, that I may so share in His sufferings to be continually transformed in spirit into His likeness, to attain the resurrection of the dead." So Paul is saying everything that Jesus stands for, His sufferings, His death, His resurrection, I want to identify with that. Yes, I want to identify with sacrifice. Just like Jesus sacrificed to reach the world, I'm going to lay my life down too. I want to identify with that. I want to identify with His resurrection power. Just like He has power beyond the normal, I want the Holy Spirit to energize me to do the will of God in my life. Well, I trust that you've enjoyed this study. I enjoy doing these, and I do it to encourage you and strengthen your walk in Christ. Well, this is Jason Peebles reminding you to starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.